Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Joking right off the bat. Way to go. Hello, everyone. Thank you for... still choking. Thank you for being here at Fix the Family, Fix America Radio, the fastest growing family radio show on in the universe. I was going to say on the planet, but we're farther than the planet. It's on the universe. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jack Hatfield, your host for the next hour of news you get nowhere else. And again, last week, we came up with stories that the regular media then talked about 3 days later. We talked about the diet drug, the diabetes drug having some problems and probably going to get taken off the market, but I wonder what the FDA did when they heard all the stuff. There's a recall from Walmart we're going to talk about today. There's more people are drinking alcohol these days, and they're trying to figure out how and why. But they're also finding out that alcohol abuse is down. So how did they figure both of them? For all you young little girls who just need a maternity line, a new store has got one for you. We'll talk about that later on today. We were going to talk about how body shape affects memory in older women. Body shape, that's right. And we're going to talk about how a nighttime drugs, things that make you sleepy, can be causing brain damage. That's not good either. We're going to also talk about cleansers that could be linked to breast cancer. That is amazing stuff. We're going to talk about fluoride in your water. We've got our dad of the week. He's also known about it as a dad about town. And we've got all kinds of other stuff like red wine making you thinner. How about that? So... we are off and running, and again, thank you for being here at Fix the Family, Fix America Radio Show. Let's get started. How about that? Thank you. Are just now tuning in, be sure and tell everyone about this show because it is, again, the fastest growing show in all the universe. And I am so pleased that you're here listening. We have lots of announcements to make today. We've got a lot of good stuff on tap. We are going to shock the world again with all of our information. And then, of course, the regular media will talk about this starting starting around noon today from about till next Wednesday when they come and listen to this show and say, oh, yeah, we better talk about that because Jack did. And that's why you're here. And for the new people who have no idea what Fix the Family, Fix America is, please go to fixthefamilyfixamerica.org and you will find out. And I'll give you a quick synopsis. It's four parts plus one. Those four parts being positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease and the diet, the absolute struggle to prevent and cure degenerative diseases that are affecting families across the planet. And with the information that we find out, the more information that we are giving to you, the more resistance that we are getting to give it to you. So that's an amazing amazing accomplishment, and I'll give you a for instance right off the bat. Last week we talked about a diabetes drug. We talked about it, the diabetes drug Avandia. You remember that last week? Yes, we did. Well, I was telling you that Avandia, while it may fix your diabetes, it also does this wonderful side effect of killing you. It's an absolute wonderful thing. It increases your stroke. And it will stop your heart from beating. So while your diabetes is all perfect and you can eat whatever you like, you also have that horrible thing where your heart just stops beating. But your diabetes and your sugar on that last blood test will be absolutely perfect. Anyway, we were talking about how they were taking the studies. Remember, this drug has been on the market since 2007, okay? Through the fast track plan of the FDA. So that means is the FDA goes, okay, Mr. Drug Maker, you think it's cool to put this drug on the market? And the drug maker goes, of course, oh, yeah, put it out there. It's really cool. It's really cool to help diabetes people. Oh, and give it to every one of them real quick so we can see what it does. I mean, so we can help everybody. So it became one of the most popular diabetes drugs in the world. I wonder how that happens right when it comes off of the market. I wonder how that happens. So, anyway, they go and find out that it's killing people. It's causing strokes. Not good. Not good at all. And so the FDA says, whoa, I thought you said it was good. I thought you said this drug was fantastic. And they went, oh, yeah, it is fantastic for diabetes. Well, the FDA, finally, after everyone says, we're all dying out here. Can we figure out what's wrong with this drug? The FDA says, well, you know what? We'll have a committee. We are going to have a committee, and we're going to look into this. So they have this committee. It takes them a year to get together and talk about this drug, Avandia. So the FDA committee finally gets together, starts to talk about this drug, Avandia. All right? And they sit there, and Dr. Peter Savage comes on and says there's evidence that the potential harm is stronger now than it was in 2007. What? Wait. Of course it is. Because in 2007, there was no harm because the manufacturer said, it's all good. Right? Okay, so one of the other doctors that were talking to the FDA about this said this drug will either kill you or cause you to have a heart attack. So that's not quite a ringing endorsement. They also talked about how the manufacturer, which is GlaxoSmithKline, failed to publish studies that found the serious health risks associated with Avandia in a timely manner and actively promoted the drug despite the known safety concerns. Now remember, those studies date back to 2000, but it's all good, right? So the FDA listens to all this testimony of people dying, strokes, heart attacks, and here's what the FDA came up with. They have voted to leave it on the market and let you keep taking it. 12 of the committee's 33 members voted to pull it off the market altogether because it's killing you. 3 supported leaving on the market as is. It's all good. 3 members of the FDA committee said, nah, it's all good. 7 voted to add stiffer warnings to the current label, and 10 wanted both stiffer warnings and restrictions on its use. That's known as a split vote for the FDA committee. When you have a split vote, it stays on the market, and they have to have another committee to ensure that it's okay. How long that committee is, I have no idea. But the FDA says, director of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research says the FDA officials will make a decision on what to do with the medication as soon as possible. So, Avandia takers out there, you know, rock on. You can still go to your pharmacist and get your Avandia. It is still available. And GlaxoSmithKline says it's available to appropriate patients. So, there you are, split decision. We talked about it last week. And they finally came up with a decision, and that is where we rest at this point. If that is not stunning enough, I do not know what is, because that is absolutely crazy. You have people on top of people saying this will kill you, and the FDA goes, I think it's okay. I really do. I think it's okay. All right, well, that's where we are. People taking Avandia, you can still do it. Okay, so let's get to something really cool. Thank you again for listening. Fix the family, fix America. Wonderful, unhomogenized whole milk with a distinct chocolate flavor, otherwise known as chocolate milk. Oops, sorry. All right, chocolate milk. Normally it's berries and stuff, but today I think I needed a little bit more protein in my balance, and I just ate my eggs. My cheese, and I said milk would be perfect. So that's where we are with our libation today. So grab yourself a big pot of chocolate milk and join me on our new fun news that we're about to do. Now, we always talk about the potential for chemicals to be causing some of the issues in today's world. We see that degenerative disease is arising, and you can't really get a link between one thing and another until, you know, you can absolutely pinpoint it. But, as you know, if we pile a link here, a link there, this and that, we pile it on top of each other, it shows that there could be some connection. So, there's a study now, a new study. 400 had breast cancer and 400 did not. 800 women were asked about their cleaning products. Now, the researchers found a potential connection. Breast cancer risk was highest among women who reported the most use of household cleaners and cleaning products and air fresheners. And it was twice the risk of those who reported low use of the products. Now, the connection was drawn mostly between mold and mildew cleaners and air fresheners. It was not surface and oven cleaners. Okay? Most people know oven cleaners are bad, so they protect themselves from it, and they don't use it that often. A lot of self-cleaning ovens out there also. Surface cleaners, the one you spray for, like a bleach spray or something, that was not associated with the risk. It was the mold and mildew cleaners in your bathroom, in your kitchen, and air fresheners, synthetic air fresheners. The chemicals, the exact chemicals of concern include synthetic musks, meaning synthetic air fresheners, phthalates, 1,4-dichlorobenzene, terpenes, benzene, styrene, and some antimicrobial agents. Now, I would like to know the antimicrobial agents, exactly which ones they were, because that would be that would add that to the top of what triclosan has been linked to. So we talked about triclosan 2 weeks ago, I do believe, and you know how that has been injuring people, and over the use of that in the soaps going down the drain and into the water, it doesn't go away. So it's not only affecting us, it's affecting animals out in the wild, in our streams, in our rivers, and we talked about that again 2 weeks ago. Or 3 weeks ago. We talk about so much on this show. That's why you're here. Fix the Family, Fix America is the one telling you the news you are not going to get anywhere else. Let's talk about one more drug real quick. Brain damage being caused by drugs called anticholinergics. They block acetylcholine, which is a nervous system neurotransmitter, meaning that's what makes your synapses and your nervous system tell things to work. Okay? Now, they have found that drugs commonly taken for a variety of common medical conditions negatively affect your brain, causing long-term cognitive impairment. Researchers found, they conducted a 6-year observational study, okay? They looked at 70 people over the age of 70, 1,700 people almost, over the age of 70 who had normal cognitive function when the study began. Taking one anticholinergic significantly increased an individual's risk of developing mild cognitive impairment. But taking two of these drugs doubled the risk. Are you ready to hear what these drugs are? The headline of this observational study is Tylenol PM causes brain damage. That's the headline. But the other drugs that are also anticholinergics are Benadryl, Dramamine, Excedrin PM, Nitol, Sominex, Tylenol PM, and Unisom. Other prescription drugs are known as Paxil, Detral, Demerol, and Elavil. So they're finding that they're causing cognitive impairment. And the more you take your long-term cognitive impairment, you're getting. So, you get a good night's sleep tonight, but you're stupider in 5 years. And you can't remember, you have CRS. You won't be able to remember anything. So that's really not good at all. Really, really do not like that. So, just news you need to know. Accept it. Take it for what it's worth. And again, that's why you're here on Fix the Family, Fix America, the radio show that helps you become a better family, better father, better mother, better parents, better you, and stop degenerative diseases from affecting your life. Those things are known as positive fathering. Make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success, and then disease and the diet, one of our most popular segments. My name is, of course, Jack Hatfield, and I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. Again, one of the things that we cannot do is continue this show and grow this show without you telling other people. We really appreciate it. Our listenership, again, grew by another leap and bound. Absolutely stunning. I thank you for telling other people. I cannot be more glad that more and more people are listening. I cannot be more glad that more and more people are paying attention to what we have to say, because it's very important to me that we get this knowledge out. It's very important to me that people become better families. We have better fathers. We have better mothers. We have better knowledge to know that a lot of the stuff that we're being told or have been told for the last 50 years is not really the truth. There has been an agenda placed upon this country. It's almost like the movie where you watched a town. I don't remember the name of the movie, but the cameras were all over the town, and basically a lot of the people were watching this town get on with their life. It's almost as if America has became the great big test, the big trial. And they said, okay, well, if we throw this, just take Vandia, for instance. We throw this drug out there, people take it, and that'll be our test for us. You know, we did all of our testing in the lab, but that's not as good as testing on the masses. And then, of course, you have, you know, again, the agendas that you see happening that we're breaking up. We're breaking up the agendas in the diet, in the diseases. You see story upon story upon story, and I've proven it to you. Organic food is no better than regular food. You've seen that in mass media. You've seen it in newspapers, on TV. I've given you study after study after study. I even have workshops on it in our disease and the diet workshops on how and why and prove organic food is better. Not only for the lack of chemicals, but because the vitamins are they're more vitamins, more minerals, more healthy for you. Proven time and time and time again. But where do you see those reports? Where do you see that on the front page of a newspaper? Where do you hear that on a news network? You do not. And that's why Fix the Family, Fix America, and Disease and the Diet is on a mission to get the knowledge out there, to get the knowledge in your hands, and you can do with it what you wish. We're not here to change you. We're not here to tell you to eat one way or another. We're not here to tell you be this way or that way. In fact, we tell you to live your life absolutely, positively, 100% the way you want to. And that is critical. We love watching people be free to do what they want, be free to eat the way they want to eat. We are not the sinners for, what was that, 2 weeks ago, the sinners for the public good or whatever it was, suing McDonald's for the toys and the Happy Meal. We're not that. We are simply knowledge-based, giving you the knowledge, and then you go do with what you wish. We're not going to go and say, just like the Centers for the Public Good say, you're too stupid to tell your kid no. I love how all of those studies, remember we talked about this last week, all those studies say you're too stupid to parent your kids, so we'll do it for you. We at Fix the Family, Fix America know that you know the right thing to do, and that's why you're here. And again, our listenership up leaps and bounds, and I'm humbled today by the growth that we're seeing, the growth. And let me tell you the growth. We went 500% more workshops now, 500% more workshops this next month. Than this month. We will be in Augusta. We will be in Athens. We will be in Charleston. We will be in Greenville. We'll be in Columbia. and it's growing and ever growing. And we're going to get more and more places, and we're coming across this country. And you'll be able to come to the workshops and see us live and talk to us and ask us questions so that we can help. That's our goal. And we're doing it every day with the help of you. We're doing it every day with the help of you. So, again, at the end of this broadcast, if you could, send the link to someone you love. Tell them to listen every week. Tell them to come to the workshops. Tell them to help themselves, help the family, and in the process, we will all help this planet. It's not just really fix the family, fix America. It's fix the family, fix the world. And again, I thank you so much for being here. Okay, so off the box, off the thank you box. Let's get back to the news, please. What is this man doing? Can he not just talk about stuff? Yes, I can. So let's do that. And again, thank you ever so much. Fix the family, fix America. Okay, now we're going to go into some more stories, but our main story is going to happen right now in a few seconds. As soon as I talk to you about what the main story is going to be, because we reveal your success, the last of the four talks about you being the best you can be. You firing up and motivating yourself to be the best you can be. You hear story after story after story of the unemployment in this country over and over and over. But then the stories you don't hear are the ones people saying, you know what, I'm going to empower myself. I'm going to create. I'm going to achieve, and I'm going to empower myself. And let me tell you how you can do that with greater ease than you ever have before. This segment right here is sponsored by Soho Office, sandhill.sohooffice.com. Can help you create, ship, print, and achieve your goals as an entrepreneur. Soho Office, small office, home office, is the place where you can get your business cards, your envelopes, your letterheads, your logos, your websites, your social presence, everything you need to look big and play big as an entrepreneur. You got meeting rooms. You've got your suite numbers to look like a big, big business. I'm telling you, if you are one of the ones that the stories do not point to, talking about the unemployment people, the just yesterday the girl sitting there saying, I need my unemployment check. I'm having a hard time to pay all the bills, getting more in debt. Well, I understand work's hard to find, but if you empower yourself and you feel that, that girl could get out there, go get with sandhill.sohooffice.com, go get with Soho Office, empower herself, and never, ever have to feel dependent on the unemployment check anymore. So I'm telling you right now, this session, the land of no excuses, begins right now, sponsored by Soho Office, your way to create, ship, print, and achieve and be better than you have ever been. And I'm going to tell you, there's a little birdie told me, they're also going to be your, not only are they your printing department, not only are they your shipping department. You know, because every big business has this. You know, when you need to ship something, send it to the shipping department. You need to print something, either print it on your local printer at your desk or send it to the printing department. They'll make it. Your mail department, your design department, your marketing department, your web, your IT department. That's right, your new IT department. Not only will they help you build a website, a social presence, they'll even take care of your online social networking. And they also will help you at home set up your wireless network. They'll help you repair computers because a lot of times you don't have time to be working with a computer that doesn't work. You are empowered to go do what you need to do. You don't want to be hampered by broken machines, broken internet, broken wireless, or broken websites. Soho Office now takes care of all of that. If you can't get it done with Soho, then you may need to look at yourself on what needs to get done. And I'm talking, I want you on a mission. I want you determined to not just visit, but I want you to live in the land of no excuses. I want you to be completely fired up to do whatever is necessary to support you in living in the land of no excuses, because life is short. And I am getting more and more convicted about having our lives reflect an understanding and respect for this truth. And this is the land of no excuses. There are core commitments where people are no longer playing small. I'm giving you permission right now to grab a piece of Soho, call them up, and say, I'm not playing small anymore. I'm ready to play with the big boys. I'm ready to express the truth. I'm not blocking myself. I'm going to live my dream. I'm going to make my vision come alive. And we are going to stop limiting beliefs and blocks that are stopping us from being the people we need to be. There are no more excuses. I'm sitting here challenging each and every one of you to reveal your success. I want you to take full responsibility for consciously designing your life, no matter what, and to allow yourself to think bigger and play bigger than you ever have before. Don't sit there and say, I can only do this. We can only achieve this in sales. I can only get a job. Don't limit your belief. Get out of your own way. Get your thoughts, your limiting beliefs out of your own way. Push them aside and live big. Again, Soho Office is there to help you. I want you to be outrageously compassionate and courageously firm with yourself toward the goal of releasing your excuses. No more excuses. I want you to have a personal transformation. I want you to look inside yourself and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want you, as you move through your life, how many of your decisions in your life are being influenced by wanting approval from others? How many decisions you make going, I would look cute in this dress because other people will think I will? Or I'll do this because he'll think highly of me. Are you living someone else's vision for your life? No. It's time to get confident in who you are, trust yourself for who you are, and then extend that same love and respect and freedom to others, meaning you can't change other people. Just respect them and let them live the free life that they can. Imagine how different our world would be if we were all living our most fulfilling lives, overflowing with authenticity and passion. I want you to stop limiting your beliefs. I want you to hold the creative power of your thoughts and your energy. Instead of saying, I can't do something, instead of saying what you don't want, I want you to say what you do want. Not what you don't want, what you do want. Stop comparing yourself to others. This leads to worries about not doing it right, not being ready, or not being good enough. I want you to just get out there. You're all on a journey. We're all on a journey. of being human. Each and every day, we're on this journey, no matter how it looks to you from the outside. And stop worrying about it being perfect. The process can be messy. And regular listeners to this show understand messy is bound to happen. And you listen to me, you know that my life has twice now has simply went on a hold because I had to take care of it. Premature daughter in 2004, everything stopped, set by her side. She's now six and beautiful. Mother with cancer, everything stops. She's now growing and getting better every day. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to release the fear of it being a little out of whack. You can surprise yourself if you open up to the experience of being perfectly imperfect. Now, and then I want you to stop thinking it's got to be hard. Because if you struggle for a long time, you're going, at the end it's going to be all good. Now, I do that myself because I know what I'm doing is right. And this is proven by more and more listeners to just this show, not to mention more and more people coming to the workshops, not to mention more and more people coming and listening to the truth, not to mention more and more fathers getting involved with their families, not to mention more and more mothers stop being selfish and get involved in their child's lives, not to mention more parents getting together and sitting down and making a plan for their family, not to mention more people succeeding after listening to us at Fix the Family, Fix America, and doing the steps it takes to take away the fear, doing the steps it takes to take away the innate little voice in their head that says, you can't. We are enabling people to remove that voice of can't. We are enabling people to remove that voice of don't, and we are helping you become the person you want to be. I want you to sit there for 1 second and tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? That's what you get, one wild and precious life that we know of right now. And you should live it, every second of it, in the perfect way. Your perfect way. I hope that helps. I'm today, other than being humble and on the thank you soapbox, I want to help people get empowered. We're getting more and more stories of people listening to us and going, wow, you really helped me. You really helped me. And I'm not kidding. We're out to help. While disease and the diet is becoming very popular, fathering, mothering, parenting, family must become empowered. We are empowering people, and people are transforming their lives right in front of us with our assistance. It is absolutely amazing, and I know you can do it too. And we don't touch on revealing your success all the time because there's so many news stories that we have to hit, but I wanted to hit that today. I want you to understand America has a problem with personal responsibility, and it's time that we stop the breakdown of the family. We've got massive generational policies. And I've just told you there's been agendas that has caused a severe entitlement mentality. I want each and every one of you to understand that you've got to work for it. I had a person just the other day going, but I'm entitled to this. And I said, what have you done to the world that makes you think the world owes you something yet? And he shook his head and he thought for a minute and he said, I was born, and I said, and since birth, what have you done to help another human better yourself or to make this world better so that it owes you something? That was a tough answer. And that's what you need to do with yourself. And let's get out there moms, dads, families, stop struggling. We can help you do this. We can help you be the best you can possibly be. Fix the family. Fix America. Family Fix America. I am your humble host on the fastest growing family talk radio show in all of the universe. Thank you for being here again, and I am excited that you're here, and I hope you take to heart what I truly meant just then. I really want everyone to succeed. I am getting involved with more and more people now, and I look across at them, and I look at them and say, I want you to succeed. That's the whole reason I'm working with you. The whole reason I'm helping you. I sat across from a group last night, and I want each and every one of them to realize their dreams of what I'm helping them with. But we still got some news. We got to do that. Got a brand new sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you about this real quick before I talk about how body shape affects memory in older women. That's right, ladies. Listen up carefully after we talk about a place. What you know how we talk about disease in the diet. You know how we talk about cooking fresh, simple foods. Grilling it, even, would be better. We talk about using simple, bold spices. No MSG. No soybean oil. No messing with your food as little as possible. But yet, get it to where it tastes absolutely fantastic. There is now a fresh, bold, and natural restaurant coming and growing. And that place is called Seven. And they're here. They are in the process of working with Fix the Family, Fix America, Disease and Diet, and becoming the restaurant where you can go and know that the food is not processed, doesn't have any synthetic oils. They use coconut oil in their fryer. No synthetic oils in any of their foods, grilled, fresh, never frozen meats, bold, earthy spices with all the minerals that are inside them. Incredible, incredible ideas coming from Seven. More information to come, but I'm just letting you know. Body shape affects memory in older women, according to this study. Now, this is an amazing, amazing thing. So let's look at this. A woman's body shape may play a role in how good her memory is, according to this study. The more an older woman weighs, the worse her memory, according to research released from Northwestern Medicine. The effect is more pronounced in women who carry excess weight around their hips, known as pear shapes. The women who carry it around their west, young man, or stand in the place where you live, now face west. Anyway, waist is what I meant to say. The women who carry it around their waist are called apple shapes, according to the pear and apple people. The reason pear-shaped women experience more memory and brain function deterioration than apple-shaped women is likely related to the type of fat deposited around the hips versus the type of fat deposited around the waist. Scientists know that different kinds of fat release different cytokines, the hormones that cause inflammation and affect cognition. So they're finding out that one kind of fat is more detrimental than the other. They're finding out that one kind of fat affects brain function. They're finding out the fat may contribute to the formation of plaques associated with Alzheimer's disease or restricted blood flow to the brain. The study said on average there's a 1-point drop in the memory score for every 1-point increase in the body mass index. Now, remember, when you read these stories that are in mainstream media, there's an agenda. Body Mass Index has just been released from your new health care that is going to be required to be put in your electronic health records. And of course, Body Mass Index is not going to be used by employers to make decisions. No, no, no. It's not going to be used by government bureaucracies to make decisions on whether you need health care or not. It's not going to be used by any other committee sitting there saying what you can eat because your BMI is a little high. Right? So, understand you're going to be hearing an awful lot about body mass index now. But again, this study goes back to pear and apple. But they're finding out that the different types of obesity effects are worse depending on where the fat is located. So waist-to-hip ratio, they're saying they would be more aggressive with weight loss because you can't change where your fat is located, but having less of it is better with your cognitive ability. But again, agenda, interesting that the pear versus apple and memory. But the body mass index, because of the new regulations put on you, the BMI is going to be in your electronic health records. That's right. Are you ready for that? All right, back to the drinking. More adults in the U.S. appear to be drinking alcohol, according to a new study. All right, so let's see what this says. The average number of drinks consumed per month remains steady. Okay. Hello? Hello. Do what now? More adults in the U.S. appear to be drinking alcohol. Are there more adults in the U.S.? Americans don't seem to be drinking more, however, as the average number of drinks consumed per month remains steady. The headline of this article is More Americans Drinking. The third line in this article is Americans don't seem to be drinking more. However, as the average number of drinks consumed per month remains steady. So why does the article exist? Because there's a doctor that needs to address the increase of binge drinking, and that is defined as consuming five or more drinks in a day. So now we need to target, instead of, we can't stop the drinking completely, so let's target the binging. I kid you not, the article says, more Americans drinking alcohol. That is the headline. The third sentence in the article, Americans don't seem to be drinking more. However, as the average number of drinks consumed per month remains steady. That's a non-article. I just wanted to point it out. I want to point out how articles that you find in mainstream media sometimes have no bearing but an agenda. More Americans drinking alcohol. So you go to read it. Third line. Americans don't seem to be drinking more. Okay. Done. Yes, I just gave an article that in itself told it was stupid. You see, I don't have to write comedy on this show. The comedy comes from telling you the news and then telling you where that news came from and then just reading it. Absolutely stunning. Now, for those of you, go to your freezer right now, and if you have a bag of Great Value, and I say it like that for an homage to a great friend of mine who passed away. I used to say value often. Great Value. It's Great Value. Fully cooked chicken nuggets. Purdue Farms is recalling 92,000 pounds of these chicken nuggets. Not because of salmonella. Not because they were undercooked. Not because the breading was bad, not because the flavor was bad, not because of some weird odor. They are concerned that they may contain pieces of plastic. They determined the likely source was a small plastic ring that got into the raw material before the nuggets were formed. Let's go into how nuggets are formed. Met with a person the other day, and he said he knew the guy who engineered McDonald's chicken nuggets. M Golden Arch fast food restaurant chicken nuggets. And as you look at those chicken nuggets, they look kind of different. There's only three shapes. He designed the shapes, this engineer. And he designed it so they would be a different shape but same weight. Every one of them are exactly the same. If you look at this bag of great value chicken nuggets from Purdue, it's exactly the same way. There's multiple shapes of the chicken nugget, but they all weigh exactly the same. To form these chicken nuggets in these forms, the liquid chicken is poured into the molds, ladies and gentlemen. I will repeat that one more time. The liquid chicken is poured into the molds, then hardened to chicken-like consistency, then battered and fried for your noshing pleasure. Another study. Here's a good study. Red wine. Resveratrol, the phytonutrient known as polyphenol, found in the skin of grapes, wine, grape juice, peanuts, and berries, has often been hailed as a life-extending natural compound that is now finding out that it can protect from obesity and diabetes, has anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, and blood sugar-lowering effects as well. So for the first time, resveratrol has the ability to rev up metabolism and spark weight loss in us. So when you have that glass of wine, you know that you're anti-cancer, obesity and diabetes on the side, you're swelling, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar, and also it helps you lose weight. How about that? I can't give you better news than that. We don't even have to start talking about it. We don't have to. Woo! How about that? It increased... In the study, it increased the resting metabolic rate by 29%. That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay, real quick, moms and dads of teens, teen girls in particular, I know that you have been looking for a maternity line for your teen child that fits her more in more teen fashion, instead of going to the old maternity line in the old woman's department store, right? Well, they fixed it. I know you parents have been looking for that, and I know you pregnant teenagers have been wondering, you know, why isn't there my maternity line in the stores that I shop at? Well, a Los Angeles-based clothing chain has launched their Love 21 maternity line in 5 states. Let me tell you these 5 states. This is critical. Texas, Arizona, California, Alaska, and Utah. Texas, Arizona, and California have the highest rates of teen pregnancy in the U.S. So Forever 21 launches their Love 21 maternity line in the 3 of the 5 states with the highest rate of teen pregnancy. So, you now know, when you get pregnant in Texas, Arizona, California, or surrounding states, you can go get your groove on from the Love 21 maternity line targeted to teens. Sort of looks like they're approving the teenage pregnancy and helping you look good. Now, according to Executive Vice President for Forever 21, Larry Meyer, he says Forever 21 did not create design, or distribute Love 21 Maternity to target or appeal specifically to pregnant teens. Any relationship between teen pregnancy rates and the locations of our stores is unintentional. Correct, Larry. We believe you. No, we don't. Oh, wow. Not good. So, parents, teenage pregnancy, you can look good. Go to Forever 21 and get the Love 21 maternity line. Woo. And remember, the executive vice president said they did not do it for your team. Okay? Okay. Excellent. Excellent stuff. All right, our deadbeat dad of the day. Real quick, deadbeat dad of the day. This is beyond deadbeat status here. Desmond Hatchett, known as Dad About Town. It happens to a lot of guys. A lot of guys. One day you're running around without a care in the world. The next day you realize, I have 21 children with 11 different women. What? What did he just say? He finally found out he has 21 children with 11 different women. Let me tell you his age. The 29-year-old did not set out to have 21 kids. He explained to reporters it just happened. He has resolved, ladies and gentlemen, this is a true dad here, he has resolved to care for them the best he can on his income. And a court found this roughly translated to $2.50 per child per week. Let's do the math on that. $2.50 times 21 minus his expenses. Let's see. Let me get the calculator up real quick. $2.50 times 21. It's going to cost him $52.50 a week to take care of these children. That's not that bad. That's not bad. Court says, give him $2.50. Give him $2.50. Way to go, court. Way to go, the 29-year-old with 21 children with 11 different women, meaning some of those women did it twice. Actually, the majority of those women did it twice. Let's say they all did it twice, but one. So you had 10 different women having two children by him and one woman having one child. That would be 21 out of 11. Now, here's the good news before we sign off. We have only 1 minute remaining. He has decided to stop breeding. That was his statement to the court. I have decided to stop breeding. Now, that does not mean he might. Never mind. I can't make this any worse or any better. 29-year-old, 21 children, 11 women. And the court look at him. The courts look at him and say, give him $2.50. Give him $2.50. I have no way to end this in its proper context. I have no way to make this show any better than it is right now. So in my 60 seconds, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. At the end of this show, which is in 49 seconds, I would love for you to go right now and tell someone to listen. And specifically to the single moms out there that a court just ordered your deadbeat dad to give you $2.50 a week. Basically, buy your child a Happy Meal. Is that possible? Is $2.50 buy a Happy Meal? I don't think it does. I think it's $2.99. So basically, the court told his deadbeat dad, don't even get the Happy Meal. Thank you for listening to Fix the Family, Fix America. Go home, kiss your spouse, kiss your children, give everybody a big group hug, and thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. Wow.